And only through our conduct we will find the sublime nature to which to dedicate our entire soul. And our battle is constantly against the physical boredom and mental schizophrenia the society injects in us. A modern civilization is only meant to erase any poetical trace, leaving only space to self-suicide. And as technology turns culture into a mainstream redundancy, the sensitive mind tends to constantly run away. And it is our genius that ought to come up with ways to limit all the technical possibilities and stay in nature. With fortune, our natural destiny, a complete misfortune becomes the most poetic of tragedies. And above all, we shall think what is best for our nature, mending the issues of our artificial living. And we shall accept that some of our seeds have been spread and we have no control over their fertilization. And it is only the vain promise of a worldly career that keeps most of humanity enslaved away from any spiritual elevation. And there will be a time in which our ego will be no longer scorned by all the labels that modern science applies to it. And the fatiguing ascension of one can be the easy descension of many others to come. Deny yourself everything to fulfill your spiritual enterprise, and the enterprise will feed you of the most nourishing substance. And only by maintaining a discipline that takes care of all our human virtues, we can break free from the rise of any vice. And even if our social life is designed to complete us, it is through a natural challenge that we can fully elevate our spirit. And only by being a mountain we can instantaneously understand the full cycle of life in all its different seasoning. And one ought to establish a most essential core and be ready to lose anything around it. And despite all the changes, everything keeps repeating and life dies and regenerates. And with the promise of the new technologies, we easily delegate our rights to a bigger entity that will never give them back to us. If modernization first raped and then put nature to prostitute, post-modernization confines it as a nun. And as the neurotic society gets its technical tentacles inside the natural matter, problems will continue until the death of one or the other. And only in a fertile ground, still retaining its potential, we can implant the seed of a rebellion against the social machinery. And it is only in a natural solitude that we can uplift and examine what the social exposure rotten within us. and not to fall out of balance, we ought to endure the spiritual manifestations that, like branches, develop within us. And in our inner analysis, all factors ought to be considered, even the natural ones that our technical society censored. And while all human societies are secluded in trances, ready to advance, it is in the retrograde that a lonely human is able to explore. And for how false ideologies can be, it is true that they are necessary to counterbalance the main ones. And the lightest social armor may be needed to protect the powerful and yet vulnerable anarchist soul. And it is the virtuous nomad with his sheep that can truly gaze at the world of sedentary vices. And whether possible, we shall not hasten a process, but prepare to let a mature fruit fall into our patient mouth. And it is by acknowledging cultural, economical, as well as racial differences that we are able to leave an argument to whoever it belongs. And the problem is not whether we should have links with society. The problem is whether these links turn our nature vicious. And a pure spirituality transcend any religious dogma breathing directly from its surrounding. And we must accept that we have accompanied creation back to its nature, and it's time for us to depart. And no regret is allowed when there is one possibility to go forward in the fulfillment of our destiny. And social ideologies are too obstructed to deal with the good sense coming from natural reasoning. And among the abundance of the worldly, we will have a glamorous yet very short time that only our sobriety can prolong. And the more we proceed in our intuition, the more we realize that a mechanism was designed for us to reach a meaning. And others soon will learn that what they didn't agree on with our discipline is nothing in comparison with the consequences of indisciplinization. And at the origin of our dissatisfaction is not what naturally surrounds us, but it is what artificially is crowded within us. And once we reach a stage of our intuition, we can be the ones to ponder what to bring with us further. And working up the state without care for our personal virtues is at the base of our joint catastrophe. And bursted by artificial processes of alterations, our senses no longer appreciate the infinite subtleties of nature. And once a decision is taken, we shall slowly draw our previous reality in the new one we have undertaken. And let's not pile up our future tasks, but face them as they come into our present. And do not go for the million ways shouting at you, but take the one way always hidden in your nature. And once all has been laid out for the development of our vision, we shall pursue it without drawing back. And we ought to test the full meaning of our humanness without getting locked to anything but our faith. And do not run restless to the escaping opportunities, but let them come to your tranquil mind. And the only way to develop full wisdom is to conceive the genius that society has endowed us and the social mechanics repress. And after getting crushed from a single mindset, we ought to keep up living with the complexity that the overall reality has to offer. Make choices as if there was no artificial infrastructure to sustain you, and you were only to rely on nature. And without crediting you out of boredom, those who have criticized your natural laboriousness will slowly follow. And accept one time for what it is, and allow another time to manifest other aspects of yourself. And it is social laboring to exhaust the childish spontaneity that would hinder the massive consumption. And even at the times we are moderate, one extreme is the requisite to compensate a preceding extreme. And while criticism is the source of poison within us, it is creativeness we shall release. And while not neglecting the exploration of the human side of society, we shall not get sucked in its vortex of fame and power. While embellishing the surface, social work rapidly deteriorates the depth of any soul. And the development and practice of a personal discipline is our safeguard, preventing the drowning into the social mud.